This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Place is a strong inspiration for many musicians. And in the case of singer-songwriter Emerson Magaña, that place is his home in Mexico. The ocean, the beach, the women, and the tequila. Ever since his father put a guitar in his hands, Magaña has been telling the stories of places he's been through song.
La conocí una noche loca. Toqué su mano, rocé su piel y besé su boca. Y esa misma noche le entregué mi vida. Le di mi alma, mi corazón y todos mis días. Y esa misma noche me enamoré bailando.
His debut album, Tequila Time, is not just about the parties and the drinks. It's about how the rhythm of nature, the ebb and flow of the ocean, are much like life when it comes to taking the good with the bad. Joining us today to tell us more about his album, his love of the classical guitar, and to play us a bit of his music live in studio is Emerson Magaña. Emerson, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you so much for having me today. It's my pleasure. And well, I'm so excited to be here and tell you about my story and my music. And I appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So your story, let's get into Place, as we mentioned in the introduction, and what it was like for you growing up in Colima, Mexico. What sounds and styles of music were you hearing at home, Emerson?
Well, I remember the first music I hear in my house was thanks to my dad, definitely. He used to love music. He used to put a lot of records. And the first sound was the rock, definitely, the rock music, American rock. And also bossa nova, Cuban music, and definitely Mexican music, like bolero, like mariachi music. And yes, I think I grew with all that kind of rhythms. He used to play a lot of music. Also, I grew with classical music too. This is the reason I love classical music too. So it's a lot of rhythms in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I understand that cumbias were also played like every weekend.
Yeah, well, also that music, I grew with that music thanks to my mom's side, because my aunts, they love to play cumbia every weekend at the parties in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is the other side. My dad was like more like a rock music, classical music, and my mom is like a party music. I think I have both, you know, mm-hmm. in my blood.
So while we're talking about cumbia, let's get a taste of that and some of your song, Cumbia del Mar.
Baila, bailame esta cumbia al son del mar. Y mueve tus caderas, y mueve tus caderas, y baila al son del mar. Viento que vienes de la montaña, cura mis dolores, sana mis entrañas. Luna que brillas entre los mares, calma mis angustias.
And that was Cumbia del Mar from Emerson Magaña's debut album, Tequila Time. So, Emerson, in the introduction, I'd mentioned place and also nature and sounds, and I really enjoy the sounds of nature in the beginning of this song. And the lyrics of this song refer to nature as a healing kind of force. Why did you want to open your album with this love letter of sorts to cumbia and to nature?
Well, definitely the nature is really important because we grow on the nature. We definitely always we contact with the nature. It can be the forest or the ocean, but definitely nature is really important in our life. And another really important thing is women's, right? It's really important. And this song is, I talk about women's and nature, and it's about the community too. And definitely the rhythm is really important. As we know, all the rhythms come from Africa, from Europe, but cumbia is really, really strong rhythm. And as we know, it's a Colombian rhythm. When I hear that rhythm, when I was like kid, I fall in love with that. Tum, 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 tum. This is the more strong beat. And a lot of music these days have that rhythm. But definitely, the nature is really important. That sounds, the flutes, the like indigenous sounds from America is really important for me. Mm-hmm. I grow with that. This is it's in my blood.
Yeah. In this song, Emerson, you mentioned Barat Navidad, and I know that you moved there after some schooling. Was music the reason you moved there?
When I moved to Barat Navidad, was because I have opportunity to play at the resort. Barro de Navidad is a tourist place on the beach. It's part of the Jalisco state. And I have that opportunity to move. And this is the reason, the way I connect with the nature, with the ocean. And I think that helped me a lot to create all that kind of the music that I wrote, because I started to write music since I moved to Barra de Navidad more than Colima. I born in Colima, but when I moved to Barra de Navidad, I started to create. And I think the nature and that all that kind of facts, that was really important for me to create my music around the ocean, the palms, you know, all the community.
Now, when you moved to Barra de Navidad, you wrote the next song that we are going to hear and that you'll actually be playing for us live in the studio. And this is the title track of your album, Tequila Time.
La conocí una noche loca. Toqué su mano, rocé su piel y besé su boca. Esa misma noche le entregué mi vida, le di mi alma, mi corazón y todos mis días. Esa misma noche me enamoré bailando de su piel morena, sus ojos negros y su cabello largo. Hey, hey, alelei. Tequila time. Me dijo al oído mientras bailaba y se despojaba de su vestido. Poco a poco la luna hoy se nos aferraba a nuestros cuerpos en las arenas del mar de barra. Esa misma noche la enamoré cantando con mi guitarra, mi voz, mis manos y un toquecito cubano. Hey, hey. Alelei. Baila corazón y baila, baila piel con piel y baila mi canción hasta el amanecer. Y baila corazón y baila, baila piel con piel. Tequila time, mujer. Hey, hey. Alelei. Tequila time, báilame esta cumbia, báilame morena, y bésame en la luna, y bésame en la arena, tómame despacito, que esto es para gozar, y toma que toma que toma, toma, y toma que toma que toma, ta, tequila.
That That was fantastic. Thank you so much. I wish I had some tequila right now.
Tequila time.
So you told producer Darius Varner, Emerson, that this is your favorite song on the album. Why is that?
Oh, well, Tequila Time is, well, I think it's one of the favorite people's song too, you know. And also Que Lata is, I wrote Que Lata before Tequila Time.
Mm.
It was my first song, and I fall in love with that song. It's really important for me because after Que Lata, I start to create more music. The way I created that song, Tequila Time, the experience in Barra de Navidad, about the ocean, about the tequila. I love tequila. So, and when I play this song, it's like, for me, I feel like free, I feel happy, it makes me feel like confident with me. Like, I feel like this is my song, this is my root. It's like a rumba. I love Spanish music too. So, and this song is, the rumba is the beat, you know. But yeah, this song connect me with a lot of people more than the other songs. So this is definitely my favorite song in my album.
You had your eyes closed as you were singing. What were you seeing as you were?
Ocean and the party and the beach, and the palms. It's like always that when I play this song, made me feel like home, like nature, like Mexico, like, yeah.
We need to take a quick break here, but we'll be back shortly with more from Emerson Magaña about his new album, Tequila Time. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
Welcome back. Let's return to our conversation with Latin singer-songwriter Emerson Magaña. And to jump right back in, Emerson, we'd love to have you play your song, Que Lata.
For sure. It's going to be my pleasure.
Me dices que ya no me quieres por ser un cobarde. Me culpas por las negras penas de tu corazón. Que sobran razones para abandonarme y encima de todo me acusa por servirle a dos. Comprendo que te sientas nada, entiendo tu desprecio. No entiendo que después de todo me digas adiós. Te juro que mañana mismo pongo fin a esto que llena de celos a tu corazón. Y qué lata. Qué lata tu corazón por mí esta noche. Ay, qué lata y toda la sangre por mí derroche. Qué lata y que siga latiendo con todo su amor. Ay, qué lata y por Dios qué lata con mi corazón. Olvida todo y vuelve ya, no ves que estoy muriendo. Y dime que yo soy el dueño de tu corazón. Recuerda quién te ama, mujer, y cumple tus antojos y todas esas fantasías al anochecer. Y qué lata tu corazón por mí esta noche. Ay, ay, qué lata. Qué lata y toda la sangre por mi derroche. que lata y que siga latiendo con todo su amor. Ay, que lata y por Dios que lata con mi corazón.
Que lata, that is my favorite song. On this album.
Thank you so much.
It has such a, it is a traditional sound that on the album, it opens with violin and it makes me think about old films, the changing of the tempo and the rolled R's also. There's just so much to enjoy in this track. What inspired this song?
Well, it's interesting how you describe this song. So a lot of people feel different things about this song, but definitely this song was inspired in the Peruvian music. Peruvian music have a beautiful, beautiful music. The beautiful rhythm is called like three, four, like a waltz, like a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and when this song came to my mind, I was at a hard moment with my girlfriend, and I said, well, I need to do something with this feeling. And some words came to my mind, and later the rhythm, I say, well, I need to do something with the 3-4. So this song, que lata means heartbeat. It's a heartbeat. This song, and in this song I talk about the heartbeat means like love, you know, your heart. And also this lata means like a bother, like when you have like problems. Like my mom, when used to be like kids, she say, don't give me lata, like don't bother me. Don't, like the moms, they used to say that word to all the kids. Mm-hmm. Like latoso is like a kid, is like is bother. Like don't latoso, please. go with your dad. Something like that. So, and I use that means too. So this song have like a love song, mm-hmm. like a love, and also like a funny thing.
Oh, I see.
Yes, there is like a funny words on this song. I combine two means in this song.
One thing that is prevalent in your music is guitar. And I was watching as you were performing that song, the way that you were playing. And also there's a guitar, you with the guitar, that is featured on the album cover. Talk with us about your relationship with this particular instrument. And I know that this also goes back to your father, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Thanks to my dad, I meet the guitar for the first time, and I fall in love with this instrument because he used to play guitar every weekend with friends. They used to play romantic music like bolero, and they used to play for the wife. And there is a thing is really traditional in Mexico to play guitar for women under the balcony or on the house. And I grew with that, and my dad tried to teach me guitar since I was a kid, but I say I don't like it, you know. I say I don't like music, and I decide to play with my friends. And later there's a true story, and my family came to my home for vacation, and one of my cousin asked my dad, say, can you teach me guitar? And I feel so jealous.
Yes,
it's true. And I feel so jealous, and I say, no, I want to play guitar too. Can you teach me too? So this is the time my dad say, this is the opportunity. And he teach me guitar, and I fall the guitar with the guitar, and I fall in love with the guitar. So I start to play guitar every day since that. Yeah, it's true. Every day I play guitar, and this is the way I grow in my when I was like teenager, this is the way, playing guitar, and it's cool too, but all every day trying to play guitar, my dad teach me the first chords, and he teach me how to sing too, play harmonies. We used to play music for the parties, my aunts, my friends, and all, after he told me, so I can't teach you more because mm-hmm. you already know all the things I know. I start to take lessons on the Colima University in my town, and I develop all that skills on classical guitar. This is the way guitar came to my life.
Yes. So I have the lyrics in front of me, Spanish and English. You only speak English a couple times on the album. Once is at the end of the song, Give Me Your Love. And then, of course, Tequila Time. And I had some ideas to maybe it was time instead of tiempo. But tell us why. Why is it tequila time and not tequila, you know, tiempo or some other word?
Well, I don't know. It's like a, well, and the song Tequila Time, there is a special moment when the woman came to me and said to my ear, it's like tequila time, like let's take the party to another dimension, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's the part of the song.
Sure.
And it was a true story. And this is the reason I say, well, it's tequila time.
Mm-hmm.
That word is going to be the most important in the song, okay. Tequila time.
Now, when you play this music for people who do not speak or understand Spanish,
yeah.
They're still experiencing it in a very particular way.
Yeah.
How do people respond to the songs that you've written, Emerson?
Well, there is something that sometimes happened to me and makes me feel like blessed, you know, so because sometimes I make people cry just singing in Spanish, even they don't understand what I say. And it's true. That's happened many times. And I feel like, why? I always wonder why. But definitely it's about the connection you create with the people when you sing or you can do art or when you paint this, you can transmit that feeling that you have inside. And I don't feel like the language is like is something can be impossible to create that connection with people. So I have that experience and make me feel like, oh my God, I'm blessed. We have something and we can connect. It's not just, we don't need language. I don't need to understand some people. I just need to feel. So yeah, this is very important thing. Yeah.
Emerson Magaña is a Mexican singer and songwriter. His debut album, Tequila Time, is available to stream now, and you can catch Emerson live at the Annex Coffee and Foods in Webster Groves tonight, June 11th and June 25th from 7 p.m. to 9:30. Emerson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate a lot.
This episode was produced and edited by Darius Varner.
Audio engineering by Aaron Dorr.
This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.